folks, this is Brandalora Sports Noise Podcast, and today, it is August 27th, 2024, it is a Tuesday, and it is episode 22, you'll love to see it, and the reason I'm so happy, one, because the video you're about to see is going to be a banger, but no, I just got off a week-long cruise, congratulations, but it was really cool. Had lots of water slides, ate a ton of food, the lobster tails were amazing, so was the steak, everything about it. But, I'm sad to say it, but I was ready to go home about day five. It was a 7-day cruise, I was ready to go home about day five. I missed home, missed everything about it, and I missed y'all. I missed doing this, one of my favorite things of the day, makes me smile when I think about it. But anyways, we are, I am going to tell y'all why every NFL team has a chance to win the Super Bowl. All 30 teams have a chance to win the Super Bowl. No, that's not true, actually. We're moving to the debate club, whatever it's called, because it's, wait till I get to the Panthers. I'm just going to say there's no shot and end the video. But no, we'll start off with the Cardinals. Kyler Murray, breakout season. James Conner. Really, I don't know what to say about the Cardinals. What can I say? They got to beat the Rams. That's a big one. Sweep the Seahawks. Maybe sweep the Rams. I think y'all get one against the Rams. But... and then 49ers, yeah, y'all might as well forfeit those two. But then have a decent season besides the division, and I think y'all could sneak a wild card spot. Just saying. Super Bowl, just have a little Cinderella magic. Skip your way to the Super Bowl and maybe win it. Don't know how that would happen. I'm trying really hard. And this video was really hard because trying to come up with reasons why the Panthers and the Vikings and the Giants and the Cardinals and the Seahawks and the Commanders, all those terrible trash teams, it's hard trying to convince anybody that they have a shot at the Super Bowl because really they don't. And I know they don't, and I'm trying to not laugh at them because we all know the Cardinals have no shot. But I'm trying to do my best. LA, one, they have to take one against San Fran. One against San Fran, y'all have to have Matthew Stafford be insane. Puka Nacua has to have, we saw him had one of the best rookie wide receiver years last year of all time. The chances that he repeats that is almost impossible. It could happen. He's Puka Nacua. Sliding. Rams, sweep Cardinals, sweep Seahawks, and, yeah, like the Cardinals, y'all have to have at least, have a winning record chance this year. I do think y'all steal a wild card spot. I don't think y'all win the division. I think that everybody knows San Fran has that in the bag this year too. And then the Seahawks. I don't know. I'm always just like I love the Seahawks. Don't know why. But I've always loved Pete Carroll. Just besides that one Super Bowl call, because we all know what happened there. They should have ran with Marshawn Lynch. And I don't know what they're doing. Really, thinking about that hurts my brain to where I want to rip it out. But anyways, that was a little dark. Why do the Seahawks have a chance? Well, Julian Love, their defense was great last year, and their offense was kind of mid last year. Geno Smith has to step it up. We got to have Kenneth Walker have a great season. Tyler Lockett, insane. And DK Metcalf has to be, like, good, which DK Metcalf has always been good, but he's never had like that breakout wide receiver bang season. We've never had a bang season. this year it needs to be a bang season for DK. And yeah, just, I mean, maybe steal a couple games. Seahawks, Hawks Nest is always loud. It's like one of the loudest stadiums in the NFL is in Seattle. Don't know why, like, Seattle fans don't seem too crazy about sports now. I know they're missing one of their big old sports teams in the Supersonics, but I'll get to that in another video. But, yeah, steal some against the Rams. Maybe, probably not, maybe one against San Francisco. Cardinals, y'all better beat them. If y'all don't beat them, if y'all don't beat the Cardinals, I'm going to be very disappointed in the Seahawks, like I was with Philly last year, because I don't even want to think about that. Y'all can look that game up. Actually, don't. Look the first half of the Eagles season up. That was the good times. But yeah, Seahawks. And then, yeah, I think y'all can steal a wild card spot this year. The AFC is definitely getting better. The NFC, I think, is getting worse. But now San Francisco. Let me give y'all one big reason why y'all should think the 49ers are going to win the Super Bowl. One, because they made it last year. Two, because they had George Kittle, Christian McCaffrey, Debo Samuel, Dre Greenlaw, Tre'Davious Ward, Fred Warner, excuse me, and a loaded offensive and defensive line, especially the defensive line. The defense is insane. Don't scream what y'all you didn't say Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy's mid. He's one of the most mid quarterbacks we've ever seen. He's more mid than Geno Smith. I think he is better than Geno, but still, Brock Purdy is one of the most mid quarterbacks you will ever see. I looked up mid in the dictionary. Brock Purdy's face was right on the cover. Excuse me. Told y'all we're getting into the debate club now. But yeah, 49ers. I mean, win the division. Y'all already in the playoffs. But so, yeah. Just beat the Seahawks. You got it. Beat the Rams. I think they take one from you. Rams, split the series. I'm in the baseball season. Split the two games, and then Cardinals. If y'all don't beat them, I mean, anybody could win it. So yeah, really good chances the Niners make it to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl. Commanders. Josh McDaniels. An insane preseason game. I actually watched some of his preseason games. Watched the highlights. I think I watched one whole game against. Yeah, it was his first preseason game. He went literally off. And so, yeah. That, Terry McLaurin. So, really, Commanders, y'all gonna have to do some work to get a playoff spot. Because you're not beating Philly. You're not beating Dallas. And, yeah, you'll beat New York. Because they're kind of garbage. But, I mean, maybe still one against the Cowboys, one against Philly, and then beat Giants twice. And just, you really hope and pray that the Cowboys fall apart, the Eagles fall apart like they did last year. And maybe have some good games throughout the season. And maybe y'all clinch a wild card spot. Just maybe. Really, it's real unrealistic that the Cowboys and the Eagles both choke, because there's only one crown choke. If y'all face the Cowboys in the playoffs, I mean, you're Gucci. The Cowboys might as well forfeit. I mean, they haven't won a playoff or a division. They haven't gone past the divisional round in like 26 or 27 years. It's like insane. I mean, I'm kind of starting to chuckle when I see it. But moving on to the Giants. No chance. Moving on. The Cowboys. They just signed CeeDee Lamb to one of the biggest non-quarterback deals of all time for a wide receiver. I think they paid him like $68 million, which is insane. But Ezekiel Elliott, Right now, as a starting running back, they got, who else did they got? Oh, yeah, they got Michael Gallup, CeeDee Lamb, and, yeah. Dak has to stop choking. It's, honestly, it's not really his fault. His team kind of was terrible in that playoff game. Let me tell y'all a joke. Y'all might have heard this, but y'all know why they stopped selling kids Dak Prescott jerseys. I'll let y'all get 5 seconds to think. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You want to know why? Because it was a choking hazard. I forgot where I heard that one. I think my friend told me that. But it was pretty good, and it fits. But, yeah, defense is there. Trayvon Diggs, you got, who is that guy again? You got, like, the most interceptions of all time. Or most pick sixes. Literally came out of nowhere. Gosh, I am slacking with my NFL work. I'm terribly sorry. Next episode, I will be on the game with NFL. I am terribly sorry. But, yeah, Micah Parsons, I mean, oof. The Cowboys, they're always scary until you get them in the playoffs, and then they're like, oof, we got the Cowboys. We're good to go. Yeah, they have a shot. They always do. I went to a restaurant recently, saw 3 Cowboys fans sitting with each other. You know what they all said? This is our year. You know what I said? Y'all said that for like 15 years. And nothing's happened. They lost this year. If they could lose the next 14 years of playoff games. The next year is always their year. And when they say, and when you confront them on, oh, I thought last year was your year. Oh, well, no, they were just waiting for this year. They wanted it this year. Like, when you gotta say that just, you can tell they're wheezing and about to bawl and they're crying inside. When they say next year is our year for, like, 20 years in a row, that's not a good sign. But Cowboys feel like they always have a chance. This year could be their year, but we all know it's not. And then Philly, me personally, behind the Niners, well, no, not behind the Niners. Behind the Chiefs, which we all know, dynasty now, but behind, in front of the 49ers, the Philadelphia Eagles, Jalen Hurts, we know he can have an MVP season. We know he's an MVP candidate. That season, they went to the Super Bowl, what was that, 2023, made it to the Super Bowl. He got robbed by Patrick Mahomes when he definitely was better than Patrick Mahomes that year. Not in the playoffs, but yes. Signed Saquon Barkley, one of the best running backs in the league, top 5 running back in the league by far. We got Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown, Jahan Dotson. Who else do we got? I'm naming Dallas Goedert. We got C.J. Gardner-Johnson, again, one of my favorite players on Philly. I was sad when he went to Detroit last year. We got him back. He's looking fire. You know it. James Bradbury. We got Darius Slay. Yep. Big play Slay. Hopefully back for another year. Well, he is back for another year. And then James Bradbury. I know I already said him. But please, stop. You're in your own man phase. I mean, soon you're going to retire. You can't go out like this. And then, we all know it. The sad, sad truth. Jason Kelce. Fletcher Cox. The pain. And Brandon Graham is back for another year. Last year in Philly, not going anywhere. Brandon Graham, this year is for you and Kelce, which, Travis, you should have told us sooner. We didn't have enough time to react. I mean, seeing Jason Kelce retire was almost like, that's like when somebody misses out. That's like when nobody goes to your birthday party at like 5 years old, and your mom tells you, they couldn't make it, and you have to eat your cake alone in sadness with no clown. Yeah. Or no, when the clowns are literally scary as heck. I mean, yeah. But it was a very sad day when I found out Kelce retired. But, I mean, we all have to one day. And so, yeah, Philly, they're winning the Super Bowl this year. And then moving on, the Minnesota Vikings. No chance. I'll say what I can. Jay Jettas is back. Nope. I got nothing. Y'all lost Kirk Cousins. He's a top 10 quarterback in the league. Yes, he is. He's better than Brock Purdy. And he's also better than Geno Smith. But yes, Kirk Cousins in ATL now. But yeah, Vikings. Cinderella story is all I can say. That's how they can win. Cinderella story. Somehow there's some backup guy. Yeah, J.J. McCarthy is out for the season with knee surgery. That was their only hope. I thought the hype was real, and I think the hype is real. But the percentage is going down. Now, since that he's gone for the season, yeah, Vikings, y'all are cooked. Especially in the division that y'all are in. Bears, Caleb Williams, that's why. But no, Caleb Williams. Who else y'all have? Darnell Mooney? Yeah, Darnell Mooney, Keenan Allen. Y'all got a pretty solid squad now. Honestly, watch Hard Knocks. I'm watching Hard Knocks. And it's honestly, Hard Knocks is one of my favorite shows before the season. Just really, like, prepares me for NFL season. And my favorite Hard Knocks of all time was that Detroit Lions one. It just, like, every year you watch Hard Knocks, if you're not an NFL fan, that's the team that you root for. Like, even, like, that Lions year, like, my grandpa is a diehard Lions fan. He grew up in Detroit, Tigers fan as well, and Flyers. But, not Flyers. Oh my gosh. I've disappointed him. I just said the Flyers. The Red Wings. I'm gonna... Well, that is sad. But anyways... Yeah, like, after I watched that, Eagles were obviously number one, but then I was, like, rooting for the Lions, and oh my gosh. And also, it's kind of sad, because the week one that year was Eagles versus Lions, and the Eagles ended up winning, but the Lions barely missed out on the playoffs, and you do not know how sad I was. I watched the entire Lions-Niners game. When it wasn't Jahmyr Gibbs. It was their other running back. I am so sorry. My NFL knowledge is going away. But the Lions scored that first touchdown against San Fran in the first quarter. Literally, I was jumping up and down screaming because I literally can't tell y'all how much I hate San Francisco. Literally could not hate them more. Especially you, Debo, if you're watching, which you're not. You're not, but if you are, nobody likes you. And, yeah, just was really tough. So, back on the Bears, talking about the Lions now. The Bears, yeah, this year, kind of like a second-team Bears fan. But, yeah, Caleb Williams has to have a great rookie season. And I think I'm excited to see what he'll have this year. But, yeah, really... Y'all just gotta beat the Vikings, beat some Packers, beat the Cheeseheads, and beat the House Cats with the mains. Lions, y'all have a better shot than the Niners do. I'm saying it now. Jared Goff, top 7 quarterback in the NFL. Hot take. It's not even a hot take anymore. Hot take, last year, is he a top 10 quarterback. This year, it's not even a hot take if he's a top 7 to me. That's just my opinion. But Jahmyr Gibbs, you do lose on C.J. Gardner-Johnson, which definitely hurts. But you still got Sam Laporta, Amon Ross, St. Brown. Yeah, y'all are still good for a long time. Y'all are good. And, wow, this is a long episode. Told y'all it was going to be a banger. Yeah, Detroit Lions, y'all got a great shot. Packers, Jordan Love, great. Oh my gosh, the Vikings, y'all have Aaron Jones, don't y'all? Okay, The Vikings, y'all have Aaron Jones. My mistake. Forgot. It's just all this is crazy now. But yeah. So, Packers. Who do y'all have as your running back? Who do y'all have? Jordan Love, quarterback. Y'all got Josh Jacobs, don't y'all? The only reason I know that is because fantasy football, I'm keeping him. Keeping Josh Jacobs. Yeah, he is y'all starting running back. Really don't know many Packers because really the Packers bore me. And I did a franchise with the Packers in Madden. It was fantasy. It wasn't fantasy. It was a... it was a fantasy draft, so I didn't really see any of the players. But, sorry. Packers. Yeah, you really just need to steal the division. Steal the division, you're good. Beat the Lions. Beat the Vikings. Beat the Bears. And you got this. You're good. You're Gucci. Just win the division. You're there. And last but not least in the NFC, the Panthers. No shot. Bryce Young has an MVP season. Is the best quarterback of all time just by this one season. That's the only reason y'all win. If Bryce Young throws for 10,000 passing yards, that's the only reason. Because if y'all have that, y'all can win. But any other reason? Nope, y'all can't. Buccaneers. Baker Mayfield. Y'all hate on Baker. I love Baker. Baker is a good quarterback. And don't y'all say he isn't. Because the proof is there. Led the Browns to the first playoff game in, like, who knows how long. Panthers was... Led the Rams to that big old win. Panthers, we don't want to talk about that. Tampa Bay really is where he's thrived, I feel like. Decent playoff run. The Lions were sweating watching that playoff game. Lions fans, y'all were sweating watching that Bucks playoff game. I know y'all were. And then Mike Evans, I feel like he's getting worse every year. Mike Evans is like the Carl Anthony Towns of football. It just feels like he gets worse every year. But then... Chris Godwin. Running back is, like, pretty terrible. Defense, Devin White, Lavonte David. You're good. You're good. Bucks, you're good. I think y'all make the playoffs again. Honestly, I think y'all make the playoffs again. You're a good football team. That's all I have to say. You're a good football team. Who else is in their division? I'm just joking. New Orleans. Are y'all going back to that Taysom Hill guy? That's like half running back, half quarterback, half wide receiver. Can't talk anymore. What do you say? Is he a quarterback? Is he a running back? Is he a kicker? Is he a coach? Is he what? But Alvin Kamara, is he back? Is Michael Thomas? I feel like I saw that guy last play. It was like 2011. It's been a long time since Michael Thomas has been in the NFL. I'm excited to see Mike Evans and Marshawn Lattimore go at it again this year, because we all know it's one of the biggest rivalries in the NFL. That's the only reason you watch Saints games, is that reason alone. Saints, really there's not the best shot. Y'all have a better shot than, like, the terrible teams. Like, y'all have a better shot than the Panthers, the Giants, the Commanders, am I forgetting anybody? Cardinals? Cardinals are better than y'all. Saints, Cameron Jordan, he's mid now. I'm saying it, he's mid now. Wasn't y'all quarterback like Teddy Bridgewater last year? I don't know. But, yeah, Saints, really no good choice in this division. This division's kind of bad. And then last but not least, Who else is y'all in y'all's division again? Saints, Buccaneers. Oh, the Falcons. Falcons, y'all have a decent shot. Fired Arthur Smith, which we all knew was the best move y'all have made this offseason. Kirk Cousins, Bijan Robinson. Y'all got, who do y'all have? Kyle Pitts. Yeah. Falcons, if y'all don't make a, if you don't have a winning record, the hype isn't real, because y'all should at least have a winning record this year. Playoffs, if y'all don't make the playoffs, I mean, it's understandable, you're still a new team, first year, like, really being together. I think Bijan has second year, great season. He's seen what he needs to do in the NFL, and now he's prepared. So, yeah, Falcons, I think y'all have a really good shot, and, yeah, so, Falcons, winning record, y'all could win the Super Bowl, y'all could slip in, slither your way into the Super Bowl, knock the team in the Super Bowl off. So, now going on to the AFC, and, wow, if we keep the pace up, this will almost be an hour-long episode. I think this is already my longest episode. But, yeah, so, now we got, I better not mess up now, because you don't know how many times I've messed up, like, 15 minutes in, and I start crying. No, I'm just joking. But I better not mess up now. Let's go to, what division should we go to? Alright, let's start off with the Chiefs division, the Broncos. Courtland Sutton has a good year. That's good. I mean, really? No shot? I guess. I mean, you could beat the Chargers. Well, could y'all, though? This is the toughest one so far. Because, you know, the Chiefs are going to be good. Broncos, y'all really have no shot. Y'all are really in a tough position. So, really, you're going to need to beat the Chargers twice, beat the Raiders twice, and have a really, really good regular season. That's how you can get in the playoffs, and I mean, like, beat the good playoff teams, like, beat the Ravens, beat the Chiefs, who else am I missing? Beat the Dolphins, beat the Bills, like, those teams. So, really, that's how y'all get in. LA Chargers, Justin Herbert, Mike Williams, Keenan Allen is gone. Austin Eckler, of course. Oh, God. The Commanders, y'all have Austin Eckler. Y'all are good. I was trying to figure out who y'all's running back was. It's Austin Eckler. So, LA, Justin Herbert has to have a great, phenomenal season. And, yeah, I think there's a chance that Chargers slipped their way into the playoffs. Somehow the Raiders did, like, 2 years ago. But, yeah, Chargers, I think y'all get a playoff spot this year. Raiders, there is literally no chance y'all make the playoffs. One reason only is because y'all poked the Bear. Y'all poked Patrick Mahomes. And if y'all are like, Braylon, what do you mean they poked the Bear? They haven't even played this year yet. Well, one, because the Chiefs and the Raiders have, like, one of the biggest rivalries in the NFL. But also, because, roll the clip, this was one of the biggest mistakes the Raiders will ever make.
I'm here.
The literal worst thing y'all could have done. So, this, one, you have to have Patrick Mahomes choke. Two, beat the Chargers, beat the Broncos, and have a good regular season. Because the Chiefs are winning the division. I don't want to hear anything else. Raiders, I mean, I don't even know who y'all quarterback is. Is it Jimmy Garoppolo again? Really, Raiders, oh my gosh. Since moving to Las Vegas, Honestly, don't tell anybody this. Las Vegas is better than Oakland. I mean, I'm happy the A's are moving to LV, because I know it's not like, I know there's history in Oakland with those teams, but Las Vegas is just such like, I play for Oakland. Ugh. I play for Las Vegas. That sounds cool. I mean, but yeah. Let's see. Henry Ruggs. Oh, don't want to get into that topic. Really, I don't know. So no, this is a hard thing to do because the Raiders literally have no shot. So, yeah, Cinderella story. Y'all aren't making the playoffs. Y'all, okay. There's one. If Patrick Mahomes gets hurt, that's how y'all get into the playoffs. You need some injuries to happen, which nobody wants injuries because injuries suck. But yeah, you don't. Patrick Mahomes has to get injured basically for y'all to, and then y'all got to beat the Broncos and the Chargers and so on. But the Chiefs. Why you're going to win the Super Bowl? Because you're the best team in the NFL. Y'all have Travis Kelce. Y'all have Patrick Mahomes. Isaiah Pacheco, which is insanely good. I don't know how. Just, like, one day I was like, oh, the Chiefs. The day of the Super Bowl, I was like, who is Isaiah Pacheco. Is that his name? Yeah. I literally was like that. I was like, is this guy's name Pacheco? What's his name? Yeah, and now, yeah, he dominated us in the Super Bowl, but that's not the point. Yeah, y'all got literally the best team in the NFL. Yeah, wide receivers still are kind of bad. Y'all got, like, Rashee Rice as your best running back, or wide receiver right now. But y'all got, you still got Chris Jones, and, yeah. So, Chiefs are winning the Super Bowl this year. I mean, they're doing it again. They're three-peating. Patrick Mahomes is about to have four rings. He's about to. Yeah. So, yeah. Chiefs, yeah, y'all are winning the Super Bowl. The easiest, yes, they're winning the Super Bowl in the NFL. In, like, out of this whole entire video, the Chiefs is going to be the easiest why they should win. Oh, maybe because they've won the last two, and Patrick Mahomes already has three. Yeah, but, so, that division's done. Let's go Dolphins. Tua Tagovailoa, he's really good, really great. I mean, we've already seen what he can do. Tyreek Hill, they rated him as the number one player in the NFL. I don't know what website it was. I don't know if it was ESPN. I think it was, but they rated him as, like, the number one running back in the NFL. Oh my gosh, wide receiver in the NFL. And they said Lamar Jackson was better than Patrick Mahomes. Like, y'all are about to see Patrick Mahomes in his best form. After the Raiders did what they did, y'all saw that. And then what the Ravens, or the ESPN saying about the Patrick Mahomes, it's about to get scary. But Dolphins, yeah, Jalen Waddle, great. Jalen Waddle has to do good, like he has been. And, so, yeah, Dolphins, y'all have a good shot. Bills, let me say, Josh Allen's him. James Cook, I'm going to try and get through this faster now. But Bills, really good shot. We've seen them, they won the division last year. We've seen them do it in the playoffs. We just haven't seen them get to that next step in the Super Bowl, which I think we will this year, hopefully. Jets, Aaron Rodgers has to have a breakout season. Who else? Sauce Gardner has to be really good. Garrett Wilson. Breece Hall. Yeah. I mean, y'all are pretty good. CJ Mosley. Y'all are pretty good. And it just stinks that you play in, like, one of the toughest divisions in the NFL. So, really, y'all have to beat the Dolphins and the Bills. Both. because, like, I think you're going to beat the Pats. So, yeah, that's really what you got to do, and then just cruise in the playoffs. Patriots. It makes me yawn. Just talking about the Patriots making me want to go to sleep. But, I mean, Kendrick Bourne. Is Mac Jones their starter? Is he, though? Is he their starter? I don't know. I really don't care about the Patriots anymore. But, yeah, really, y'all gotta hope that, like, the Jets are terrible again this year. Josh Allen is either hurt or has a terrible season, and the Dolphins are just like, we don't want to play football anymore. It's really, y'all have the... There's about a 0.000, as many zeros as you can put, 0.1 is how much percentage y'all have at winning the Super Bowl this year. Because there's literally like a 2% chance you'll make the playoffs, because you're in the toughest division in the NFL when you have the Jets, which are better than you, Dolphins are way better than you, and the Bills are in better than you in every single universe. So, yeah. Patriots, yeah, it's not looking good for y'all. And then, we're almost done. We've been at it for 36 minutes. Wow. Dang. I am tired. But, let's see. Who else do we got? Let's go with the Colts. Jonathan Taylor is great. I mean, we know this. Michael Pittman. Who else? Anthony Richardson. Beautiful first rookie year. Colts, your future's bright. This year is probably not your year, but it could be. The Colts, I have faith in y'all. Y'all are going to be a fun, exciting team, and I can't wait to watch y'all this year. The Tennessee Titans, Ryan Tannehill is your starter, I think. Or is it Will Levis? No, it's Tannehill. Y'all got, y'all don't have Derrick Henry anymore. Y'all got Tony Pollard. One of the worst GMs in the NFL, literally. This guy literally does not know football at all. What do y'all, oh yeah, you got DeAndre Hopkins. Okay. Y'all are better than I thought. Okay. Titans, y'all don't have a chance, but yeah, it's your team is respectful. Like, I respect your team. I respect the Titans. I do. So, yeah, really no chance that y'all win anything. But yeah, you're a respectful team, and maybe you slither your way. Maybe y'all have a breakout season, and maybe y'all just go on an incredible streak. So, yeah, Jacksonville. Yeah, y'all are good this year. Y'all are good, good, good this year. Trevor Lawrence is about to have a breakout MVP season. Who else y'all have? Y'all still have DJ Chark. I don't know. But, yeah, Jacksonville. Trevor Lawrence has to have a great season, which I feel like he will this year, because, I mean, Trevor Lawrence is... He's good. He's a good, good quarterback. He's probably top 7, I would say. Well, no. Okay, go in the comments. Is Jared Goff better than Trevor Lawrence? Who's better? I really do not know. Is Trevor Lawrence better or is Jared Goff? I know what y'all are going to say, but I don't want to say it. I know what y'all are going to say. I think it's the guy that went to Clemson. But y'all decide. I don't want my opinion to affect y'all's opinion at all. Who is better, Jared Goff or Trevor Lawrence? So, hold on. We went through the Colts, the Titans, the Jaguars, and now the Texans. CJ Stroud, you got Joe Mixon, Damian Pierce, let me look, Tank Dell, and your defense is amazing. So the Texans, one of the best young teams in the NFL, the Texans. I will be watching every single game of yours because I love C.J. Stroud. I love the Texans. Texas team. I mean, I know I don't root for the Texas team that's closest to me, but it's still a Texas team, so yeah. Texans, y'all have a really good shot. Win the division and get in the playoffs. Hopefully the Chiefs get knocked out early or before y'all play them, and then just fight through the playoffs against the AFC. Yeah, y'all got it. And then last but not least, this division. Let me go with the worst team in this division first. Let's go with the Cleveland Browns. And now y'all say the Steelers. Nope. Steelers are not the worst. The Browns are. I'll tell you why. Because they had Joe Flacco as their quarterback last year. Well, in the playoffs at least. We had Deshaun Watson going back at it this year. Nick Chubb got his... I don't think I can show the clip of what his injury, because I think it would haunt some people forever. But yeah. Just, if you're okay with watching it, you can look it up yourself. Just, it's a knee injury, so yeah, I'm not gonna say anything else. But who else y'all got? Who else do the Browns have? I really don't know. So, oh. Yeah, who do y'all have? Njoku? Yeah. Okay, his name's Njoku. Okay, he's a tight end. I know his first name. I swear I do. He's a tight end. I trust me, my NFL knowledge will be better next episode. I'm slacking so hard. I'm sad. But yeah, Browns, y'all could win the division. I mean, maybe this Ravens team doesn't work. Steelers really don't know what they're doing with the quarterback situation. And then the Bengals, maybe something happens. But yeah, Browns really, don't get your hopes up. But yeah, y'all could. And then the Steelers, one, because the terrible towel isn't effective this year. Yeah, all those Pittsburgh fans be swinging the terrible towel. I got one in the garage, actually. I know, not a Pittsburgh fan, but hey, I'll root for y'all. Another Pennsylvania team, I'll be swinging my terrible towel. I do have one in the garage, actually. It's an actual terrible towel. But yeah, won't be watching that game, those games. But really, I think Russell Wilson is getting the start for week one, in front of Justin Fields. Kenny Pickett was their quarterback last year. He's a Philadelphia Eagles backup now. Y'all got Kenny Pickens. Yeah, defense is still, I mean, it's still pretty good. Defense, yeah. Again, y'all can beat the Browns. Hopefully the Ravens, like, team crumbles and they really don't have, hopefully this super team doesn't have as much success. And then Bengals, I mean, still won against the Bengals, and y'all got a wild card spot. So yeah, Pittsburgh. Yeah, I'm excited to see what y'all got this year. And then I'm gonna go with the second best team in this division, the Ravens. Yep, I'm saying it. Ravens are worse than the Bengals. I love the Bengals. Lamar Jackson, the third best quarterback in the NFL. I just said that. Yes, I did. The one, you know who's in front of him? Josh Allen. I know, I'm going to hide for my life because people are going to come after me after what I just said. Yes, Josh Allen, in my opinion, is better than Lamar Jackson. I can't believe I just said that. Yes, he is. Lamar Jackson. Y'all got Derrick Henry now. Let's see, y'all got Odell Beckham, Zay Flowers, Mark Andrews, and then your defense, insane, the Ravens. If this doesn't work out, this is going to be like one of the biggest super team busts of all time, behind like the New York Brooklyn Nets, And you know about that. Y'all should, if y'all are watching this podcast, y'all should know about that failure of a team. It was incredibly scary. But yeah. Ravens, y'all got a really good shot. The next two teams, I really don't have to say much because y'all are on the Super Bowl run every year. So, yeah. Ravens, everything goes right, you're Super Bowl champions. And then the Bengals, Joe Burrow. Joe Mixon is gone. I'm tired. Jamar Chase. T. Higgins. And, yeah, so, just, if everything goes right, this is going to be a big old battle this year. Ravens, Bengals. Those two games will be some of the best games this year. I'm tell y'all, just, the Bengals have a really good shot at winning the Super Bowl. They got to do what they got to do. Win their division, they're there. Okay, the Cowboys, Eagles. You're going to want to watch those games. Lions, Packers. You're going to want to watch those games. Bills, Dolphins, and Jets, honestly. Watch those games. Chiefs, Chargers. Not as much, but I guess, kind of. Who else? Ooh, this is a good one. Falcons, Bucks. An underrated one, but I think that's going to be some good games. And then Bengals, Ravens, battling it out. Who else? Am I missing any games? Ooh, Texans, Colts, and Jags. That'll be fun. And Titans, not as much, but kind of. Rams, Niners, a little bit. And then, am I missing? I'm missing one more NFC division. Am I? No, I'm not. No, I'm good. But yeah, those are really the games you want to watch, because those are going to be the best games of the season, and so just the best division games of the season. So yeah, so I'm going to end this one. 47 minutes, almost an hour. So yeah, this video's it's going to take a long time to edit, and oof, my fingers are about to be broken from how long I'll be editing. So I'll see you all in the next episode. This is Brandon Lohr, Sports Noise Podcast. See y'all for episode 23, MJ's number. See y'all in the next one. Bye.